Hey there, hello there, hi everyone. Welcome back to the Moving Ahead Podcast. I'm your host, John Joins. Hey, last week we talked about storytelling and how to tell your story, whether you're in an elevator or at a new job or talking amongst friends at a dinner party or in an interview. And so today I thought it would be good to talk this week about interviewing and how to master that interview. And listen, like I've said before on this podcast, when it was the original format, 14-minute leadership, and still to this day, I'm no expert in anything. I would never claim to be an expert. I'm just a guy who has some experience in certain things in business and in life, and I like to share it with all of you. So, as I mentioned last week, I've been lucky enough to have a few interviews lately, thank goodness, because hopefully when things get back to whatever the normal is, I refuse to use that term new normal. I hate that term, but when things get back to whatever normal looks like, whether it's with masks on and hand washing and temperature checks, or if a vaccine comes online and things just are going really well and we can actually go back to real normal, hopefully the economy will start picking up, jobs will be coming back in mass numbers, and people will be able to start doing interviews and get some good gigs going out there. So if that happens, and even if it doesn't, you're going to want to brush up on your interview skills, because hopefully, like I said, hopefully everything will go back to normal and you'll be getting some great opportunities out there. Opportunities like I have had recently. And listen, I'm not bragging about that. I'm excited, right? Because it's been a pretty dark 6 months of a little bit of hopelessness here and there and fear and just kind of worrying about what's going to happen next with current jobs, any jobs. Is this truly the apocalypse? Is the world going to shut down? Nobody knows what's going on. No one has really lived through a situation like this in our lifetime. So it's all new and it's a little scary sometimes. So I'm just grateful to have some interviews. And listen, whether you're in a job you love or you're looking for new opportunities, interviewing is an important skill and it's important to practice. And I will tell you, some of the best practice that I've gotten over the years is actually being the interviewer, because you really get to read people and pick up on their body language cues and see what not to do and also what to do. How do those people you're interviewing answer their questions? What kind of confidence do they project or not project? And those are things that you can pick up on and put them in your own toolbox for later. It's kind of like playing poker. Back in the day, I used to play a lot of poker and I was halfway decent at it. I mean, I never really lost a ton of money, but I'm also not ready for the World Poker Tour, if you know what I mean. But it's like playing poker. As the cards are going around the table, you can really pick up different attributes from each person and use that to your advantage and also put them in your toolkit for later and know what not to do when you're in that situation. That's why, going back to my example of being the interviewer, is sometimes a great way to pick up on these skills. That's why poker dealers are sometimes some of the best poker players, because all day they're watching people, reading body language, seeing what they're doing in certain situations, and they can use that, right? So I encourage you that if you're in the position to interview people for roles at your current job, or if you want to watch videos or whatever, practice at home on your kids, on your dog, on your wife, your husband, whatever the case may be, practice interviewing other people, asking questions, whether it's about a job or just getting to know them. Practice that, because you can pick up on those skills and use them later to your advantage. Okay, enough about that. So what can you do if you are the interviewee? Well, there's some pretty basic tips out there that I'm sure you've heard before and you don't need to hear from me, but hey, I needed a topic. It's fresh on my mind because I've been doing it, so I wanted to share. So some simple things you can do, right? You've filled out the application. You've gotten a good resume together. You got it through all the bots and everything else that needs to happen in the online application world to get your resume seen. And you finally get that email or call for the interview. Big moment, right? It's exciting. So what do you do next? Do you panic? Do you get the cold sweats? Well, interviewing now is quite different than it is during normal times. Going and sitting in a conference room or in a boardroom and talking to someone face to face, much more difficult. Or, you know, I say that, but it could be easier for some people. I mean, this this whole Zoom culture we're in now, while you can be in the comfort of your own home, and we'll talk about that in a minute, about how you should still dress, but while you may be in your own comfortable surroundings, there's a lot of anxiety around whether my internet connection is going to work. Are they going to hear what I'm saying? Will I really be able to convey my passion and body language for this position over the computer, right? And so I know for me, that caused a lot of anxiety on the interviews I've done recently because I don't have the best internet connection. I live out in the woods and it's touch and go sometimes. My computer's not the best with Zoom for some reason. It just doesn't work right. Is my webcam pointing the right direction? Is my room a mess behind me? Do I look all right? Do they really understand what I'm saying? And it's difficult, right? It's difficult to read the body language of the interviewer as well over the computer. So, like I said, it could be less anxious for you to actually interview in person. And I will tell you, I'll tell a quick story like I often do on this podcast, is the best interview I've ever done in my life was when I went into the Emerging Leaders program at Disneyland. And for some reason, really tough interview, right? Hundreds of people going for only what was about, I don't know, 50 or 60 positions to try to get into this leadership program, which meant you go into management and big things for your career, right? Anyway, I go into this interview and it's a panel of people from all different lines of business. There's someone from foods in there, someone from entertainment, someone from security, which so was I, someone from attractions, whatever, all these different departments. And it was clear to me right away that the foods guy had no interest in me at all. This is a security guy. I'm just on this panel. I don't really want to do this. And his body language showed me right away that he was not interested in me in the slightest. Maybe he wasn't interested in anyone because he just didn't want to be there. But it was clear to me that he was not interested in what I had to say. So I had to battle through that and make sure that I was keeping his interest as well as everyone else. But the first thing I did was I come into this panel and I sit down and the chair is super low. It's like all the way on the lowest setting. So obviously someone much shorter than me had been in there prior to me getting there. And you know, that's not hard to do. I'm 6'4". And so most people are shorter than me, right? So I go in there and I sit down and the one person introduces himself, says, here's the panel and, you know, tell us about yourself. And I said, you know, 1 second, can I just raise this chair up? I feel like I'm at the kids' table. And everybody laughed and broke the ice. And from that moment on, I felt comfortable, they felt comfortable, and the interview was great. And like I said, at the time, that was the best interview I had ever given. Had I had to do that over the computer or something, it probably wouldn't have been the same. First of all, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to make that kind of opening humorous statement and break the ice in that way, because I would have been in my own chair and I wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't have been able to read the room the way I was. So while being in person for an interview can cause a lot of anxiety, I think it's also reversed now in this online culture that we're doing, that that can also cause its own anxiety. So the tip here is make sure the room is comfortable for you. If you go into a conference room for a in-person interview and the chair is too low for you, don't be afraid to raise it up. There's no need to sit there and be uncomfortable through this line of questioning. You want to be as comfortable as possible, because you're the one who's going for this job and you need to relax and convey your message. And the only way you can do that is if you're comfortable. So break the ice any way you need to. Make sure they feel comfortable with you. And if something doesn't feel right about the room, it's hot, it's dry, you need some water, whatever, ask for it. Because we want to make sure that you're comfortable in there. So that's key number one. Second is if you get that interview, right? You find out who it is, dig into LinkedIn, dig into Google, everything you can to find out as much as you can about the person who will be interviewing you. It's always good to throw in little tidbits without going overboard, just a little bit. Throw in little tidbits here and there that you know who you're speaking to. You know about their background. You know who they are. And you can also pick up a lot of key words about how they feel about the position and about the company. And you can cater to that in your answers. So do some research. For God's sake, do some research. We have all the tools at our disposal. We have Google, we have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, all the things. Do some research. Get on Google, look up the company, look up the person, and have a little bit of ammo in your weapon when you go in there so you know what to talk about. And it can also help you formulate and shape your answers because you have a little bit of small talk in between while your brain is putting together and processing, how do I answer this specific question they asked me? So do some research. That's number one. or number two, whatever. I don't know. I always do these lists and I lose my place, but that's number whatever. Do your research. The next one is dress for the part. I can't tell you how many times I've interviewed people and they show up in a golf shirt or polo shirt or just sloppy, didn't iron their clothes, don't button the top button with their tie. You know, I'm not very hip with ladies' fashion for interviews, so I'm not really sure how to comment on that. So I'm speaking mostly about the guys now. But guys, dress for the part. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have, right? So while I've been doing these Zoom interviews, you better believe that even though I'm at home, and even though there's probably an expectation of some sort of casualness because of this pandemic and we're interviewing over Zoom, and I probably wouldn't be downgraded in the slightest bit if I showed up with just a collared shirt on, no tie, whatever. But you better believe I suited up for every single one of them, because that's what you're supposed to do. I'm interviewing for a high-level position. I want them to know that I'm serious about it, I'm consistent, and I'm professional. And so you need to look the part. Make sure you look the part. And this, listen, this should be a no-brainer. You've heard this throughout your whole career, throughout your whole adult life. Dress correctly for the interview, but you'd be surprised how many people don't. And with that said, you know, if you're going to apply for, what's a good example? For a server at, some fun restaurant or whatever, and maybe the atmosphere is a little more casual, well, then it's okay to be a little more casual. Dress for the part, right? Think about the position, where it's at, what the business culture is like, and dress for that. And hey, going back to the last tip, the only way you're going to be able to know that is if you do your dang research. So find out about the business culture. There's some cultures out there that would be maybe offended if you wore a tie because they're relaxed and they're comfortable and they're an entertainment company. At Google, for example, I bet if you showed up to an interview at Google, wearing a tie would kind of look out of place. So do your research, look up the business culture, find out what it's about, and dress the part. And lastly, I would just say, for God's sake, in the interview, take your time, take a deep breath, and listen to the question, right? Listen to the entire question. Don't start thinking about an answer immediately. Listen to the entire question because, listen, interviewers are sometimes shooting from the hip as well. A lot of times they have a list, but if the interviewer is really good and has experience in interviewing, they're going to keep it conversational. They're going to have a lot of information packed in one question because they're just having a conversation with you. So the lead up to the question may involve a lot of information and a lot of kind of sub questions, but they're going to land the plane with one big question. And so don't be afraid to start the answer in reverse order. Say, well, let me answer that last part first because it's fresh on your mind, and then go back and hit those other little points because that last part of their question is what they really want to know. That's why they landed with it. So answer it in reverse order. Don't feel like you need to check the boxes down from, okay, they asked me this first, this second, and then they landed with this. Go backwards. I just did that and it worked out great because by the time the interviewer was done speaking to me, I had forgotten some of the beginning questions. And it turns out they weren't that important anyway. What he really wanted to know was the last part of that question. So I started in reverse order. The other thing is don't be afraid to ask them to repeat it. That doesn't mean you're stupid. That doesn't mean you're not listening. Just say, you know, I'd really like to give the best answer. Would you mind repeating that? There was a lot of information there. That shows that you're human. It shows that you're being conversational and that you want to do your best. So go ahead and ask the question. I think a lot of times in interviews, people get a little scared and uptight and think that I need to be perfect. I can't ask any questions. I need to show that I'm sharp and on top of it. But some interviewers try to trip you up with their questions. Some questions are very poorly written by the HR department, or they got them online, or they're just very wordy and they're hard to understand. So ask for clarification. It's okay. This is your shot to show who you are and how bad you want this position and how, I guess, experienced and right you are for it. So don't screw it up by trying to think you have to be perfect. Ask for clarification and really answer the question because this is your shot. Don't throw it away. That's a Hamilton reference. And I know I said lastly before, but this is super important, guys and gals. Body language is everything. If you're not really passionate about the job you are applying for, it will show through in your answers, the way you sit, your facial expressions, everything. Quick story time. Again, pull up a chair or lay down, close your eyes, whatever you need to do. But one time I was desperate to get a new job, something that paid more. I wanted to leave Disney. It was kind of a dark time for me. Had just gotten married and literally went to an interview the day I returned home from my honeymoon. So I was in beautiful Hawaii, traveling the islands. Our address was whatever hotel we were at. Just great time. We come back to hot, miserable, dry, desert, Southern California, Orange County, Inland Empire. And I remember driving to this job interview at the Target headquarters to be some loss prevention lead, team leader, whatever they call it. And man, I'm more than qualified for that job at that point in my career. I've done plenty of loss prevention, shoplifting apprehension, shrinkage, all that stuff. Plenty qualified for this role, but I walk into that interview and I just didn't want to do it. My head wasn't there. My head was still on the honeymoon. I just wasn't happy to be back in that landscape that I just described. And I just didn't really want that job. It's not what I was passionate about. I didn't want to do loss prevention at Target, but I was just searching and really forcing it for something different, anything different from what I was doing because I was unhappy. And so all that showed through in the interview. And I just, while I answered the questions, it was clear I didn't want this job. And the interviewers picked up on it. And sure enough, I didn't get it. And it's probably a good thing. Everything happens for a reason, which I think we'll talk about on another episode another time, but I just didn't want it. So even if you're pretending because you're just practicing or you're not sure if this job is for you, do something to get your mind in the right spot before you step into that interview and make sure your body language conveys excitement, passion for the subject matter, all that stuff, because the interviewer can see right through it. They can see that you're just going through the motions and answering the questions, and the last thing they're going to do, no matter how qualified you are or how well you do on the interview, the last thing they will do is hire someone who doesn't really care about the position and isn't going to give it their all once they're in it. So master that body language, guys. Like I said, this is all like playing poker. And if you don't know how to play poker, learn, because you can pick up a lot on how to conduct yourself in business meetings, all these things. Body language, how to read other people, how to read the conversation. And I tell you, it can certainly help you in interviews. So your homework for this week is go out and play some poker, right? Go lose some money or win some money if you're good. I don't know, but go gamble your life away and learn how to be a good interviewer. I'm just kidding. Don't gamble your life away, but really watch poker on TV or try giving a shot or just reading about it, thinking about it, and see how you can apply that to interviewing other people as well as doing interviews yourself. All right, that's it for this week. Guys and gals, hey, listen. Good luck out there. It is a weird time we're living in, a weird world. If your employment has been affected by this pandemic, like most of us, like me, like a lot of people out there, good luck. Keep applying. Keep putting your name out there. Apply for everything because your skills are transferable. Don't get pigeonholed into this industry or this skill set that you think you're good at, because a lot of times the jobs won't be available in that. Think about all the things you can do. If you're a security manager, what are some of the things you've done that are not just security related? And what I mean by that is responding to calls, emergencies, policies and procedures. How do you manage people? How do you manage a union environment, a non-union environment? Do you know anything about HR? All those things. Think about how your skills are transferable to these other positions and apply, apply, apply. Don't be afraid to apply for everything. Keep a log so you know what you've applied for and then master that interview. All right. Good luck. Keep your heads up, everybody. Keep trying. I'm still trying. Haven't heard anything back yet, but you know what? I'm going to keep applying. I'm going to keep interviewing and keep doing what I need to do to get through this like the rest of you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back. I hope this is helpful for everyone and inspirational and all the things I try to do. Hit me up on the social media, the Moving Ahead Pod. Send me an email, whatever you need to do. And we'll see you next week. Stay safe out there. Cheers.